Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, a holiday presentation from Uncle Ice Cream and his co-hosts. Jingle, jingle bells, y'all.
Top of the teaser, in the living room. Here we go. Let's go, Danny.
All right, let me just set up this camera here. Okay, this is for our Christmas card. Everybody look merry, peaceful, and joyous.
He joins the others in front of the Christmas tree. Okay, come on, this is it.
Here we go. Everyone say Christmas cheese.
Christmas cheese.
The phone rings.
Bring, bring, bring.
I'll get it.
Stephanie and DJ walk to the phone. No.
Ow.
Jesse grabs Stephanie.
Yo.
Smile.
Come on, here we go. The camera takes a picture with the family in a messy pose.
Boom.
Put it with that bell.
Somebody tell me, please. This all everywhere you look
is a high.
Hold on to everywhere you look. Shoot me bop, bow, boom, boom,
bow.
I mean, I was going to put the theme song in, but I guess that's even better.
You could play the theme song and then play us singing over it.
Okay, I'll cut back and forth, maybe.
Can you tell the difference? All right. Into the episode proper. In the living room, talking to a camera.
Oh, camera. Hi. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all you viewers of Wake Up, San Francisco. I'm off to Colorado for the first annual Tanner Family Christmas Reunion. But through the magic of home video, you're going to see it all starting with our Christmas tree. Look, there it is, unflocked and fire retardant. And of course, with the traditional smoke.
Don't worry.
I don't want to be misconstrued for something, for another word. And of course, with the traditional smoke alarm angel on top. Don't know why anyone would care about this watching Wake Up San Francisco, but here we go.
It was the 90s. Jesse and Joey walk in carrying a suitcase and singing a Christmas song.
Outside the snow is falling. And friends are calling.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
We're a sleigh ride together with you.
And you.
And you.
Thank you.
That's my brother-in-law, Jesse.
To the camera. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Guys, say something to the viewers.
Hey, you there on the couch. Dig those kooky pajamas. Jess, anything you want to say?
Just that Danny's only taping this vacation so he can write it off as a tax deduction.
Memo to me. Edit that out. Careful. Oh, Jess, the red bag is full of the girls' presents. Joey,
careful,
remember me. To bring your Santa suit? Careful, Jay.
Danny, I am psyched. All week long I've been working on my ho, ho, ho!
Home
on the range.
You guys need to stop singing together, please. This is going to be a long trip if this is the whole thing. Stephanie, camera's running. Try to be a little cuter. Oh, hold on. Let me back up. I skipped a line. Here's my daughter, Stephanie. This happy little girl is what Christmas is all about. Danny, I don't want to go on this dumb trip.
Was that now, Danny Tanner making fun of his daughter?
Definitely. Camera's running. Try to be a little cuter. I don't want to go on this dumb trip, Daddy. Santa Claus will never find me in Colorado. He knows I live here.
Oh, I was getting ready to blurt that out just to scream that.
You got to be careful for
that. I was
that.
Like, oh, he just busts through the door, I guess? Okay. Kool-Aid Man style.
Trust me, Steph. He'll be there Christmas morning. Just to make sure, I drew this map for Santa so he can find me. It's got the North Pole, you are here, and San Francisco. Stephanie was here, and Colorado. Stephanie will be here Christmas morning. And this is a bird named Tony. Kind of a confusing map.
That's a good joke. In Michelle's bedroom.
There. Perfect, Michelle. Could you keep a secret?
Okay, DJ.
That's good. That's
great. Good.
He's had practice with that.
Glad you just learned how to talk today. Great. I've been dying to tell someone. I found out where Dad hid all our Christmas presents. I just happened to be wandering through a crawl space in the attic. Guess what? I'm getting my new CD player. Stephanie's getting her roller skates, and you are going to be rolling in new toys.
Toys!
You promised you wouldn't say anything, remember? Don't scream at the top of your fucking lungs.
You fucking idiot. Get in the closet.
Get in the crawl space with your toys.
DJ shoves Michelle in the crawl space.
DJ pretends to zip her mouth and throw away the key. Michelle repeats the gesture. In the airplane. We're going down!
Somebody get this plane back up into the air!
Google, I'll do it.
We haven't even taken off.
Shut up, you
sit
for the day! And here's the Tanner family getting ready for liftoff. DJ, tell us what's going on.
I'm getting ready to buckle my seat belt and return my seat back to its original upright position.
I made a sign for Santa. I love making signs and maps. Stephanie on board.
Look, Michelle, we're going to take a trip with all these nice people. Say hi, people.
Hi, people.
Isn't this exciting? It's her first trip on an airplane.
All passengers go, ooh. Then Irene walks to the family. Whoever designed these airplane bathrooms was not wearing any pantyhose. Excuse me. Nice hat, Ma.
There are going to be a lot of grandsons at this reunion. None of them mine. Get Pop. Some babies, Jesse.
Pop, you promised you weren't going to bug me about this.
Nick, the boy's right. Stop pestering him about the grandsons. At least wait until he's married.
Thank you.
By the way, when will that be? Mother.
Hey, what are you guys doing here in the bathroom?
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Get your hands off me, you old perv.
I don't believe this. It's my co-host, Rebecca Donaldson. This tape is for our show. Say something.
Hi, viewers. I bet Danny's making this tape so he can write off this vacation.
Oh, that's not, you sound extra hot today, Becky.
No, I'm going to marry your friend.
Just relax, sounds Danny. Fine. All right.
All right. Well, I could do that, but it would be wrong.
Becky. What a surprise. I didn't know you were going to Colorado. Maybe, I don't know, you and I could slip away and go skiing or something.
Hot.
Thank you for asking, hot man. But actually, I'm just changing planes in Denver because I'm going home to Nebraska for Christmas.
You know, I've always wanted to ski in Nebraska.
Oh, you are so cute. Well, gotta get a magazine.
Yo, wait, this is so hot.
Gotta get Ugly American with Brennan on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
That was Jesse Katsopoulos striking out. Yikes.
Memo to you. Edit that out.
It's me, Lionel. Hey, you're sitting in my seat. I've got 1B, child.
No, I have first base, adult.
That makes three of us.
It seems we've assigned three people to the same seat. Silly us.
The fuck? That you can't do that, stewardess.
Sit on each other's laps.
Don't act like this is a normal thing.
Well, I reserved that seat 3 months ago, and that's where I'm going to sit.
Well, Mr. Nixon, I have two openings in first class.
Oh, I'll take one. I resign from sitting in this seat.
No, you reserved that seat 3 months ago, and that's where you're going to sit. How would you two girls like to sit in first class?
Okay. Oh. What is first class?
It's behind the curtains, behind the paywall. It's a magic land where people sit in big seats as big as sofas and eat shrimp cocktail.
Okay, let's get out of this dump. Fuck you, Lionel.
Yeah, fuck you, Lionel, and your small dick, too.
Huh?
A little later.
Good 90s reference.
Did you enjoy your dinner?
Well, the liver wasn't bad. I think.
You had the chicken, sir.
In that case, it was awful.
That's our laugh track.
Good laugh track.
One man.
First class is so rad. We had lobster and ice cream sundaes. What did you guys have? We had the liver in a chicken suit. Girls, come on. It's the pilot's birthday, and they're going to cut the cake.
What? I don't give a shit if it's the pilot's birthday.
What the fuck? What the wacky ass plane is this?
I kept thinking the cockpit. We're going down again.
Rebecca's a nice girl. Very pretty. You two would make a wonderful couple. And if you don't mind if I take a swing at her.
Believe me, Pop, I've tried. She just wants to be friends. She's one of those girls that her career comes first.
What a bitch. Hey. I understand that girl's lib stuff, but you gotta tell him who's boss.
Holy shit. All right, Nick.
Yeah. I mean, he's a boomer. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Good.
Well, Jesse, hold up, Michelle. I want to get a shot of her little junior pilot wings.
Okay, here we go. Oh, hey, man.
Kid, can't you see I'm trying to work here?
Smile, Michelle.
Michelle starts petting the hair of the man and holds his hair in place with her hands. That's
yeah. Hey. Oh,
sir, I'm really terribly sorry. She loves animals. Give me back my hair.
That's Michelle crying.
Oh, yeah, we get it.
I thought it was just Brian crying. He doesn't want to do this anymore.
This is so horrible. Oh, it's okay, Michelle. Way to go, mister. Make a kid cry on Christmas. It's okay, Michelle. I'll sing you your favorite little lullaby.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Well,
tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she walks
wow.
I wasn't expecting him.
Did you look up the lyrics? Yeah. Oh my god, that's incredible.
Okay, like, everyone, right, sing along.
Just, there's the song, no lyrics. Brian's in trouble here. He just belts out.
Everyone, sing in.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in.
Yeah.
When she passes by, your attention, smile, please.
Your attention, please. The captain said there's a heavy snowstorm and the cake cutting is having us go down to the Rocky Mountains area, so we'll be making an unscheduled landing.
What?
Sorry if this crashing plane bummed you out.
In the baggage claim of an airport. Let's go, girls. Hurry up.
Daddy, we can't stay here. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm sure we won't be here long.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to this totally incredible blizzard... She loves blizzards, this lady. Flight 411, that's fanatic. Us. We will remain grounded until morning.
What?
What did you say?
So let me be the first to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Fuck you. I spent months planning this reunion, and now we're going to miss it.
We're going to spend Christmas in an airport?
I told you we never should have gone on this trip. Santa will never find us now. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh.
Sometime later, Stephanie is in a phone booth.
Operator, if Santa's not listed, then give me the number for Mrs. Claus. Hello? Hello? How rude.
Yeah.
First how rude of the episode. Wow.
Everyone laugh. Thank you.
She hangs up the phone and leaves the booth.
Somebody do something. I can't get Santa on the phone. He'll never find me here.
I'll handle this. I know how to talk to kids. Come here, shrimp.
Lionel, the man from the airplane, walks to the clan.
Fuck. Yeah, the clan was with the K in the stage notes, by the way.
No. Excuse me. Your tribe sitting here?
Yeah, why?
Well, then I'm sitting way over there. Hey, Jesse, yeah, look at Rebecca over there. She looks miserable. Now's your chance. Take advantage of her.
Grab her right for the pussy. It's the 90s, man.
Come on.
Come on, Pop. What are you talking about?
Go sniff her hair, at least.
She needs comfort in. Times of crisis always bring people together. Trust me, I met your mother the day Elvis captured.
Oh, when she died in war. He's back.
Pop, that's taking advantage. It might work.
It's my son.
Oh, my God.
Jesse walks to Becky.
Hi, Becky. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Jess. It's just that moving to San Francisco has kind of made me homesick. I should really get into it. That's all you have to say. Just hello. And she dives deep into her feelings.
Shut up.
I was really looking forward to spending Christmas with my family. 10 of us kids gathered around a big turkey. That was my year for a drumstick.
Well, I'm sure our parents would like to think that you are a part of our family.
It's a little forward.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just me, Danny. I'll go back.
He pops in.
It's been so long since I've seen everyone. You know, my little brother says Janice has really blossomed. You might like her.
Is Janice your sister?
No, my cow. I'm going to call home again. Excuse me.
What happened?
She went to call her cow.
Joey, where's the bag with the presents?
Me?
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Sorry, I was sleeping. I get tired. I don't know. It hasn't come in yet.
They lost the bag with the presents? Joey, what are we going to do? Classic sitcom scenario.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should look for it. We got all this time because we're on the island of Lost after our plane crash.
You are so good under pressure. And such a good reference.
And tomorrow morning when you wake up, I guarantee the roller skates you asked me will be here.
How can you be sure?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will find you because his nose is radar.
All these years, I thought it was just a headlight. Any luck finding the present bag?
Nothing yet.
This is horrible. Daddy, good news. DJ explained it. Santa will get here with the presents because Rudolph has red-nosed radar. Stephanie, you know, red-nosed radar doesn't always work in real heavy snow. Are you saying Santa's not coming? Well, he doesn't make it here. I'm sure he'll find you in a couple days. Boy, this is exhausting. Oof. But it's not the same. It won't be Christmas morning. I'm going to lock myself in this phone booth.
She locks herself up in the phone booth again. I just want to point out that your Stephanie sounds very much like every character from South Park.
Daddy,
it's Christmas morning.
Stephanie would fit right in.
They're also in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, they are going to Colorado. Oh, I can't wait till they meet Cartman.
Oh, boy.
Crossover episode.
Do I do Santa as Cartman? Dad, what were you thinking? I had her all cheered up, and then you bum her out big time.
EJ, I think you're old enough to hear the truth. Airline lost our bag with the Christmas presents.
What?
Also, your mother is dead.
What? I thought she was still getting cigarettes. No presents. I'm even more upset about that than my mom being dead. You mean they lost my new CD player?
How did you know you were getting a CD player?
Did I say CD player? I meant Walkman.
Yes, that's exactly what you just said.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not getting it anyway. Stephanie was right. We should have never gone on this trip. This is the worst Christmas ever!
This is not going well.
Any ideas?
Irene shakes the bag with Joey's Santa suit.
So no.
Sometime later.
So please don't do Santa. Please don't do Santa.
Michelle looks at the man from the airplane. The man quickly puts his hand on his head. Danny apologizes to him.
Don't take my hair.
Ho, ho, ho!
Stephanie says nothing.
Oh, Santa Claus, you found me!
Oh, yeah. Is Joey Santa right now?
Right now, yes.
Okay. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Who is that? Santa Claus?
Sit on my knee, Stephanie. What a nice rhyme by me. Oh, I'm on a fucking roll.
Santa, your language. But you know my name.
Well, I know when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know if you've been bad or good. So why are you so surprised? I'm also Bane.
Joey, your Santa sounds a little like Bane. I've tried so hard to be good this year.
Well, I know you've been cleaning your room and making your bed.
Hospital corners.
I don't know what that means, but I also know that you ate the last slice of pizza that Joey was saving for breakfast.
You do know everything.
I also know you've been very kind to your family and friends. Little girls like you make the world a lot better place.
Come on, let's go see Santa Claus.
Come here, little girl. Ho, 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 Michelle!
Ho, ho, Joey.
No, Michelle, you idiot. That's not Joey. That's Santa Claus. See? It is Joey. How the fuck did Michelle know that and not me?
No, I'm Santa Claus. Why, people all over the world come up to me and say, aren't you Joey Gladstone?
What a mean trick. And you don't even have any Bane quotes.
Somebody drop a sick beat.
Stephanie, wait. Santa can't be everywhere at once, so Joey is one of Santa's helpers.
I cover all the airports.
No, you don't. And don't try to make me feel better. I'm going back to my phone booth.
Poor kid.
What a rotten Christmas. Someone go take advantage of her.
The presents are lost.
I broke Stephanie's heart.
You can stop being Santa now, Joey.
I can't help myself.
The presents are lost. I won't see my family on Christmas. Or my big-breasted cow. Did I mention the presents are lost?
It's all my fault. If it wasn't for me, we'd be spending Christmas at home instead of in a baggage claim.
What's the matter with you people? The first Christmas was in a manger. They did okay. Okay. So we're stuck in a crummy dump. That was on the next line. That's why I had to take that pause.
Dump. Wink.
Christmas isn't about presents or Santa Claus or cows. It's about feeling. It's about people. It's about us forgetting about our problems and reaching out to help other people. Christmas doesn't happen in one certain place. It happens in our hearts. So if you think about it, we could have Christmas anywhere. I mean, even in a baggage claim. DJ, what do you see right there? As he points to a picture of 9/11 before it happened.
A funny photo. In a coat rack next to that.
Oh. No, I see a big,
beautiful
Christmas
tree.
You're the one
with this big speech. You got fucking sidetracked? Did you fall asleep?
I was looking at the picture of 9/11. What the hell?
And one single tear sheds from his eye.
I can't believe that's going to happen all the way across the country where I don't care about it. No, I see a big, beautiful Christmas tree. Joseph, what do you see back there?
Vending machines?
No, I see Christmas dinner with all the trimmings. Pop, what do you see back there?
A conveyor belt.
No, okay. I see. Okay, yes, that's a conveyor belt. But the point I'm trying to make is we could have these kids have the best darn Christmas they've ever had. And you know why? Because outside the snow is falling,
and friends are calling.
Yoo-hoo. Come on.
Outside there's a wind with a feather with you.
Jingle, jingle bells, y'all.
A little slower this time, Ryan. Yeah.
That's it. All right. I don't know why it sounded like he was reprimanding somebody.
That's it. All right. That's it. You sung your last tune, kiddo.
Yeah, cue 80s guitar, crossover bump music. The next morning, everyone is sleeping. Michelle stands next to the buttons to control the conveyor belt, which Danny is sleeping on. She pushes a button, and Danny moves away.
Bye, Daddy.
Jesse wakes up. Michelle, come here. You little insomniac. Oh, come here, you little insomniac. It's a really weird thing to say to a baby. hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Michelle. It's Christmas. Wake
is
up.
Is he shaking everyone. Her?
Merry Christmas.
Wake up. Wake up, Michelle. What is it?
It's Christmas in an airport. Hot dog.
We did a great job. It really does look like Christmas. And it doesn't even matter if there are no presents.
Merry Christmas, Deej.
Merry Christmas. What's that?
DJ looks at the conveyor belt that brought Danny back covered in snow.
I don't know. Everybody stand back. I'll handle this. Jess, could you go see what it is?
It's okay. It's only Danny. Probably dreaming of a white Christmas.
He froze?
He froze himself! No way!
Wow, how did that happen?
You were so cold. You're so cold. That's some good producing right there.
That's fucking awesome. You all right? Come on. Merry Christmas, Frosty.
I'll get you some hot coffee. Does anybody have quarters for the machine?
I do, but they're... I won't go too far. frozen to my thigh.
Come on, Danny, sit down.
She covers him with a blanket.
Jesse, what do you see over there?
I see Becky by the coffee machines, Dad.
Both men are aroused.
No. I see a woman. I see a woman who wants a man. I see a woman who wants a man to take her and kiss her under the mistletoe even though she doesn't want to.
Pop! Great idea!
The first time I ever kissed your mother was under the mistletoe. It lasted till New Year's. Hey. There are two things Gazapolis men are known for. Listen, great hair.
Merry Christmas, Becky.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Jesse. Are you fully erect? Listen, I want you to know, I think your dad's erection is bigger than yours. And if I can't be with my family on Christmas, it's really nice to be with your family.
Well, I'm happy you're here with us, too.
Oh, you don't sound like it.
Jeez. Go ahead. Kiss her. Grab a tush.
Come on now.
Grandchildren,
please.
We want grandchildren.
Fuck her already.
Grandkids.
Fuck me. I'm Becky. Please fuck me.
And I'm also happy. We just so happen to be standing under the mistletoe. You know what that means.
Jesse, you dog.
No, I know. You just want to be friends. But come on. It's the fucking rules.
It's the fucking rules.
And believe me. I hate this just as much as you do, but it's Christmas law.
Well, I am a law-abiding citizen.
Jesse and Becky fuck.
On the conveyor belt.
Ow, something stuck!
Oh my God, have mercy!
That was great. I can't wait till we can do that again next Christmas.
Becky walks away. Another woman walks to Jesse and kisses him. Oh my God!
Is Santa the woman in question?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Santa's a little hussy.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hi, Joey.
Sitting behind her.
Hey, Steph. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Stephanie!
Wait a minute. Are you really Santa? So funny.
Give it a tug and you'll find out.
Oh, that's what's so funny.
Oh, your beard. Okay, it's
my beard. I mean, yes. Get that a tug. Yeah, thank you.
That means you're really hard.
And I want you to have the merriest Christmas ever.
Santa moves his hand over his large hog and starts twirling again, bringing the bag with the presents back.
Whoa! It's our Christmas presents!
Ito!
I don't believe this. Thank you, Santa. Hey, where did Santa go? Probably went to the probably went to change out of his soaked undergarments in the D&D room. You probably went to go change out of your Santa costume, Joey.
Oh, the Santa costume is soaking wet. But I don't think so. Mine smells different.
Looking at the laptop from Lionel, the man from the airplane. Hey guys, come here. What do you make of this?
Look at the screen. Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho.
No.
Ho. No. I just saw Santa Claus flying away.
You think?
I don't know what to think. All I know is this turned out to be a great Christmas. Let's go open the presents.
Yeah.
All right!
Stephanie looks at the screen where a message for her appears.
What? Okay.
Stephanie reading. Oh.
Thanks for the map, Stephanie. You're welcome, Santa. Oh, that's me.
Danny.
Come on, Steph. We're going to open presents and sing Christmas carols.
Here we go!
La 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 la
sing,
la
sing,
la 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 la.
Y'all start singing.
My present says, Stephanie. Weird ending.
It really ends on a fart. Wow.
So, are we meant to believe that Lionel was Santa Claus?
That's crazy.
I guess so.
That's that also like...
Santa Claus is a real dick when he travels.
Yeah.
He really is. So grumpy.
I mean, I guess it's a hard time of year for him, but I
guess. Also, fuck everyone else, I guess. Like, he was stuck. Lionel was also stuck in the airport.
He only cared about Stephanie.
Wow. What character growth from him?
Oh, I resign from Christmas. I don't know where my Nixon went. It turned in more into Nick again.
Wow. All right. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
That wow. Fun. That was great.
That was great.
I had a great time. You do this again sometime.
Sounds good. Very fun. Very easy, too.
This is a very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry
for
Christmas.
Everyone here. Very Merry Christmas for everyone at home. We don't like any other holidays.
We don't condone the things that Jesse's dad, Nick, was saying. That was bad.
That's just what happened.
This was actually the 80s. This was 88 came out. So this is fucking like cocaine time.
Yeah, so he was on a lot of cocaine when he was saying these things.
Yeah. And he's Greek, so.
And he's Greek.
When Danny comes back with covered in snow, that was actually just a bunch of coke.
And he was tweaking out on the conveyor belt.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm very excited to clip the silk hold you get frozen.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Ho, ho, home on the range, folks. Look. All right, guys. Girl from Ipanema, one last time. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking and when
bye-bye.
She passes, I smile.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.